Monday night, Kuf Tes Zayin, I believe. No, something like that. Kuf Tes Zayin, yeah. Did we finish Kuf Tes Vav in the Mishnah Brura? Yes, we did. Kuf Tes Zayin, Pirish Bichos Rafa'enu.
It's different than Tom. It's different than the previous sentence. This is not Dine or Tom, this is Perish.
Yeah, this is Perish. Even though there's no Perish here.
Did the Rav discuss that? I thought Chalatan was different than the other ones.
The what?
Atachonain starts out with a praise. That's all the other ones just
start out. Yeah. Well, that's... again, whenever we... I mean, the reason is because it's like... Makdim Shvachah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But this is the only Bakasha that's like that.
Yeah, so when we start the Bakasha, no, it's like more of a Hakdama. That's why, because when we start the Hakdamas, when we start the Bakasha, so we start off with a Shabbat.
Even though we just went through
the Shabbat. Yeah, yeah. So get the Zimra and the first three Brachas, there's one else, right? You talk to that guy, that the Schwarzer Prince. You know, the Ger. So he goes around speaking. So when he describes, one of the things he describes very vividly is when they come to make bakoshas, when they came, or when they come to make bakoshas from his father, how you mamish have to be makdim v'shvacho, and then say your tzorah, or else you're finished. Like, that's the say there by the melech. You start off with shavach, and then you ask for what you want.
Do they do hodah afterwards?
What?
Do they thank him for something after?
This stuck in my mind when I read about what he talks about. That I don't remember. You know, did you get the thing with the kosher shaver? I gave it to your son yesterday.
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Is yours fixable?
It's not the same.
Because it had a list.
It's not the same brand.
Oh, it's not the same.
Also, one company.
Ufreinu Hashem and Rafei. Lavol gab da kosov liyochid ein mechana nosol l'rabim. This is actually a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's one of the haftaras. It's the last pasuk of one of the haftaras. Ufreini Hashem ve'ei Rafei. Oshieini ve'ivosheya. So it's a pasuk written b'lashon yochid, and there's a rule from the Tosefta that ein mechana, and you don't do that. You don't transpose the pasuk into rabim. So this, but we do it often in davening. Actually, if you ever go into the Bahurachim phrases, what we say in Bahurachim, a lot of it is lifted from Sukkim, and a lot of them are transposed from Yochid to Rabbim. So there's two terutzim. The Mechaber is going to say one terutz, and then we're going to see a qualification in the Ramah. The Mechaber says, Hanimili Bisman Shabiskavin Likros, when you're saying over the pasuk, so you don't mess up a pasuk. Avuk Shaimer also Derech Tfilo Bakosha, if you want to use the pasuk to formulate words of a prayer, and in doing so you want to change it from Rabbim to Yochid, or rather from Yochid to Rabbim, that's perfectly legitimate. Mutar. So that's one teretz, and that's okay. Hagah, but if you would say a complete mizmah, the Rav being machmir and qualifying the previous teretz, he's saying even if you do it derech tefilu bakasha, but if you take a whole mizmor, also l'shanos miloshen yochad l'rabim l'hepech. For example, let's say you wanted to take achleis mizmor chof, and you wanted to make a tefillah out of it. He said, "Lanatech mikol David, you know, Ya'aneinu Hashem b'yom tzara." You transposed it with it, so that you can't do to a whole mizmor. Okay, what? A pasuk, yes, if it's derech tefillah. The Ramah saying, even if it's derech tefillah, but a whole perek is also. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Lo yomar rufa'enu Hashem alukenu v'nei rofei ki lishna dekrohu kach. We are saying over the lashon of a pasuk rufa'eni Hashem v'nei rofei. Okay. Tzorech loymar choylei b'tzerei halamid rofei choleyamo Yisrael. It's not Rofe Choli Amo Yisrael, which is another possible, you know.
What could it be?
Rofe Choli Amo Yisrael, the sicknesses, the sickness of Amo Yisrael. Yeshomim Shlo Yomar, we're moving backwards now. Shlo Yomar Reino Vanyenu, Rak Rei Vanyenu, without the no. Abel Mogen Avron, Del Yerabu, Shor Gedoilim, Kosmo Shem Lozul, Ben Aminik, Shoyimim Reino Vanyenu.
Be the reason that you wouldn't say it?
I don't know. Ein mechanin. You want to look it up? Maybe we should look it up. Maybe we shouldn't just accept that. You want to get, please, the Shulchan Aruch? I don't think we have the fancy. We don't have the super fancy Shulchan Aruch. We have a Leo Rabba about. I think we have an Leo Rabba up there. Maybe you want to look. I think so. Does that make any sense?
Why doesn't he go through each brother?
Yeah, not to say. That's the show. The tour does. You don't want to go to the tour. You go to the tour, he tells you the exact Ramazan of how many letters and how many words and how many nuances. The tour really goes through the tefillah very thoroughly.
Like the slach. How do you like
it in
the
club? It's in the tour. You want to
know why?
It's not going to be here, no. Maybe it's. No. It's accepted. It's a minute. You should do it. Now, is there a lavush there? Harry, it would be like on that shelf. I bet you my sinner says it.
Is this what happened
to Eliyahu Rabbah? What? It doesn't. It's no, not. This is not the soup. Oh, this is the soup fancy.
It has.
Doesn't have Eliyahu
Rabbah?
We did
a lot of
the.
I don't see it. They did. It's a nice print, anyway.
Gamal Yomar Reino. I would go to.
Elio
Rabba. Where was it? Over there?
It was over there.
No, huge pilpul, not a word wide. Huge pilpul with all different sheikhs, yes or no. No has two meanings. It has a meaning of please, and it has a meaning of now. What?
It's also meaning of raw.
Not in this context, for sure. Maybe a Shari Aaron says something.
Lashon HaKasuv is Re'ev Anyei.
But where is it a pasuk? Where?
In two places. Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes.
Reino. Where?
Here's Tehillim. Kuf Yud.
Okay. Yeah, Re'eon Yi. Okay. I mean, we're extrapolating from there. Kiro Hashem Ba'on Yi. The phrase Re'eon Yeinu is taken from Tillim, Re'eon Yi V'chal Tzeini. That's a possible. That's in Kuf Yud Tes. But that's neither him or there about the law. Can I trouble him out? Do you want to get my... I'm sorry. Can't get up. My sitter from my stand, the Oitzot Tfilo sitter. How come nobody says why? Even like it's like embarrassing. Nobody says why you, why not? I say it.
It's in the regular siddurim, is there?
It's in parentheses in a lot of siddurim. Sometimes it's in parentheses.
It's a Nusik Svar.
What?
Nusik Svar has it.
Svar has it always. Svar for sure says it. But many Ashkenazim siddurim has it too. Many Ashkenaz he has it in parentheses.
What is the
It's raw
and it's
not a word. Nobody says why. Okay. I don't know. I'll add my voice to the chorus. That's what I'm gonna want. Okay, it's good homework. Anybody interested in a little research? Ein bechanin boden shor shinui kugoyin medaber ba'adoy lemedaber benocha, to be talking third party and change it to second party. Derech tefila b'yochel uspal al cholim b'rafeinu. The Omer of Vona, plenty of plenty of poor Shlem, of Sach Shachel Yisrael. Anime the Shalai Bafana, Babu Bafana, and Tokh Lasker Shmai. Asur, it's on the line, I feel a number of Derek Tfilo, Shinomi Derek Tfilo, Gamla Hago, also I feel a puzzle gap.
Hebrew name. Do you know how people call him? Is it any point in saying tefillah
for that type? For sure.
So you mentioned their secular name.
Yeah. This is just like this is his official name. This is, but for sure you should say Harry Shmerl.
Right.
Harry Schmeckelberg, if you only know his last name, or whatever you know, you should say. And if you only have a, you know, if you only can form a mental picture of him, you can have him that way too.
Okay.
So with the evidence.
Would it be better to do it in Shemantic if you don't know the name accurately?
Better what?
I think I saw somewhere that if you don't know the name accurately, that it's preferred to do it in Shemantic. Yeah, the answer is
no. No.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know the name accurately? In any language, any form of the name?
Well, you know it's George Gold. No, you don't know...
You don't know Pliny Ben Pliny. No, that I never heard. I heard it's perfectly okay to say George Goldberg. Okay, Kufiyut Zion. Bichlus Hashem Tzachlan Ubab in Moshach Hashem and Vesayin Talamotar. Okay, even though you said Tal, you have to ask for Motar also. Maschilin lishol mota b'chutz loris b'tzilas avi shal yom shishim achat tkufas tishrei yom atkufu hu b'chal ha-shishim. Okay, if you know your astronomy, this means something to you. There's a different cheshvin to allow everybody to get back home before it starts raining from being early regal. Say the Hari, and the Gra too, by the way, Kosov Mituva. Are you referring to the land's Taiva or the Baruch Hu's Taiva? The Gra says Mituva. It's the Zavradayim Abir Halacha. We'll see it in a moment. Yom Shishim. Now, the Arvis that starts Yom Shishim, they should call out the Saint Talamata. They should start saying it. Here we say, but the evidence, they didn't call it out, they didn't hear it, you should daven anyway. Hashishim. Dalit again, I feel my scoop in the fellows if it comes out, as long as it's before the light, that's day one. Okay. The various Israel, the fish of Sham Tsarach, the Sham of Fisha Gavayu, whom we call her, Rotsais, the Shank in Begoyla. One of the called Chutzlar is possibly Goyla, the Babal Azlinan, which is a huge controversial issue here, brother. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll go into Pratim tomorrow about if you're in different countries.
Some sort of a Kabbalah Zach about not saying it in Refa'inu. Not saying it in Refa'inu, saying it in Shomea Tefillah by a Chol. He says the Elio Rabba is a soul. Refa'inu.
Well, obviously, no one
knows. Yeah. That's a different kind of soul, though.
Yeah. Well, where's tomorrow?